Welcome to No Room for Phonies, episode 99. Who knew?
This and I suggested that we would wrap up at 100.
No, we're not. So there you go. This is part two of our little travel blog to Portugal and Spain. When we left, we were leaving the Algarve to head for Porto. And so we spent 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We left on the 7th of October in Porto. And we're very glad we did. It was actually one of our favorite stops on our trip. So we chose Ryanair. We did that actually before we left Canada because it's very inexpensive to fly within Europe. It's not like within Canada. Mm-hmm. It's like it can be as low as 24 euros to travel within.
If all you have is a backpack and a purse, you can do it for 24 euros.
So, I mean, it cost us a bit more because we had a bit more luggage, which we didn't even need, but that's whatever. Another I think we referred to that.
And we were happy we had booked it because we were going to do a 7-hour train ride, which we found out from other passengers on the plane would have been a 14-hour train bus
because of some construction. So there's construction everywhere in the world. So if you think it's only in Canada, don't. Yeah. It's everywhere in the world. So
it was 1 hour.
It was a great flight. We left Faro Airport and landed in Portugal. This is our Airbnb across the street from those beautiful windows, and you can see the beautiful blue sky, was actually a school.
And the name of the street was Buona Vista,
which
means beautiful view, and it was. Well, if you looked down the street, it went all the way down to the ocean.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So, there was a school. We could see the kids sitting at their little desks and everything. It was very, very cute. And that was our first meal in Portugal.
In Porto.
It was a totally gluten-free restaurant.
And this is a traditional sandwich from Porto.
Yeah.
And so there's 4 pieces of bread. Between bread is different meats. There's ham, beef, and
chorizo. Yeah.
And then they layer it with cheese and sit it in tomato soup or sauce. And then they crack an egg on top. Yeah.
Yeah, I ate a portion of that. It was about half of it.
And then we shared the leftovers the next day, and it was still a lot.
It was a lot. It was very heavy, but anyway. That just shows you the beautiful curved buildings, and I mean, we had absolutely sensational weather the whole time. Yeah.
So, and if you look between these two buildings, there's a tower on the top of a church.
Right.
And we climbed that tower.
Yeah, which I think is the next pictures. Oh, except there were orchards of cork trees. And they made all kinds of things out of cork. You can also
especially the corks for the port wine.
You can also see the traditional Portuguese rooster in the back there in the picture. I was actually shopping at a shop in Fontil, and they had the rooster from Portugal.
Really?
They were selling it for an unbelievable amount of money.
I bet.
And she admitted that she bought it cheap from a Portuguese
artisan, and then brings it up here.
So I said, I'll go back.
Do you want the myth of or the story behind the rooster? We can put it in a blog post.
Yeah. Okay. It's long.
Yeah, it's a longer story.
Okay. Next, that just shows the cobblestone and the wrought iron balconies. And the colors of the buildings. Mm-hmm. The bottom green one is tile. There's little tables out on the.
Cafes.
That was typical Porto. So this was our climb.
Yeah. So we had to climb up a spiral staircase that got narrower and narrower as you went up, and you were passing other people coming down.
They would flatten themselves against the wall, and we'd go past, or we'd flatten ourselves.
There were occasional little spots where it would be easier to pass. But every step was from stone and different heights, so it was a little odd as you climbed up.
Safety standards in Europe are very different. But across the river there, that's Gaia, and we actually ended up going to Gaia
that is
the buildings in Porto.
Yeah.
So these are a lot of these. That's a big church, and across was a monastery. That's across
the
river.
Yeah, so the white turret is across the river from the cathedral, actually.
Yeah, and it's a monastery. Yeah, and then that is just, again, the narrow streets. The cobblestone, the coffee that we could get anywhere for cheap. It was very sad to come back and not find coffee. That was our our walk down to the river. We walked all the way
from the monastery.
From the, yeah.
Down. And you can see the traditional boats that brought the port wine down the river. These are now just there for show.
Yeah.
And where those little white tents are, that's basically where we ended up for our tour the next
day. Yeah, that's right. And then we stopped at this little place that did chocolate and port pairings, and it was 15 euros for us to do that. We got four big enough glasses of port that we could share them.
Yeah.
And the chocolate, that was a lot of fun. It was very spontaneous. Just another picture of the tiled buildings and the cobblestone streets. Just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's Porto. Again, just more. I think that might be the same picture. Sorry about that. And the cathedral. I'm not sure why. That's there. There's another view of the city and the red roofs and the parks. There's a lot of green space in Porto.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was again going down. You can see the bridge that we crossed, and there was a castle.
That was the castle is actually next to the monastery.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So that was just going down.
You can see all the gardens of the, how do you say that flower? Bougainvillea.
Mm. Those were not bougainvillea though.
Were these citrus?
No, the purple were morning glories.
That's right.
They were beautiful.
And
oh, now we have this again. I don't know why.
It's okay.
And then this is how they marked their school area for pickup. On the street, there are all these dots, and you couldn't park there because those were pickup spots for people to pick their kids up.
So the parents were zipping in, pulling in, running across, grabbing their kids, and coming back
to these.
And it was a one-way.
It was
boulevard,
a very busy street. It was crazy. And that is just another building.
It's a church.
I
think those tiles are like 700 years
old. Yeah, it was beautiful, that church. And it was all four sides of it. It was just, or three sides, whatever was out onto the street. Two sides, I guess, were covered with that. That's bougainvillea in the
breakfast place.
Right? Yeah, you can see the tiled buildings in the back, but that was a little breakfast courtyard that we ate in. And again, the fresh squeezed orange juice, that was, and that's the river, and you can see all those little white tents. That was like a craft fair.
Fender fair, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the Douro.
It was a holiday.
It was a national holiday.
So that it was the Thursday that we went on the port cellar tour. It was a national holiday, but
yeah.
So anyway,
very busy.
So that's the tower we climbed
as well,
but that's from Gaia back to Porto.
And across the river.
Yeah. Just beautiful. I thought that was beautiful. And there, that's Gaia back to Porto, and you can see the boats. Those were all boats that took tourists out.
I love the narrow buildings with all the different floors were at different levels and heights, and the heights of the ceiling were different.
Yeah, and you can see the big tall doors and the laundry hanging out. It was
just so eccentric, but beautiful. I loved it.
And
then on the Gaia side, this is a monastery.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That's the picture of the monastery from the other side.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. That was another. And then we did a port tour in port cellars or caverns or caves or whatever that they have. And it was we got seven very large glasses of port.
Each.
So it was a lot. And that was just the different kinds of port. There was a lot of history shared about how port ended up in Portugal
and what the difference between ruby and
tawny.
Yeah,
it was very good. There's just the big barrels of port, and that was just the street again, just streets, and a lot of these streets had these little
banners
and things hanging in them. It was just
colors.
So this was the ocean in
Porto.
Yeah. It wasn't beachy
around,
like Algarve.
Like we walked down, we took an Uber down to the mouth of the river, and then next to the mouth of the river were these long
piers.
And
anyway, I just thought this was so interesting that this little girl was learning to fish with these great big ocean fishing rods. She was, it was very cool. And that's the beach in Porto. That was what it looked like. It was beautiful. We spent one day down there. there. It was a lot rockier, and you can see the cruise ship in the background. It was just, it was beautiful. We did sit on the sand, and it was beautiful, just ocean. We tried to balance, and then we walked from the beach along the river
back towards the old town as far as we could.
We tried to balance out our days with like sitting and reading and doing a lot of touring. So this was, but we ended up walking a long way that day.
Yeah.
But anyway, these were just the palm trees along the river, and there were parks and people, and it was beautiful. That was the sunset that day across the river. There were all kinds of party boats going out
to look at the sunset.
And there were people on the pier where we were sitting, young people mooning all the tourists. All the party boats as they were going out. And they were laughing and cheering. It was very funny.
Loud dance music.
So that evening then we walked up the street to this little bar.
Like literally five buildings away from where we were.
And we just had, that's port. And then when you ask for a glass of house wine, that's what you get for like 450 euros.
Yeah, so like
in
11, 12 ounces for 450 euros.
Euros, it was like.
And that is, I'm holding up a glass of port and it's not.
That's a lot of port.
That's at least 3 ounces, which was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, Good thing we walked off all these
calories. Yeah, we did. And then that was the charcuterie that we had that night at that restaurant. It was beautiful. Their cheeses and their meats were cured differently than here.
Yep.
And their pork is often fed acorns, so it has a very different flavor than what we get. And then we headed for Spain. We took a train, and that train ride was beautiful. I would actually highly recommend Euro train.
Very
it was
smooth,
beautiful.
Nice and fast.
And then this is the port in Vigo. Vigo is not a more popular Spanish destination. It's a
point along the pilgrimage route for the St. James pilgrimage, which goes all the way from the bottom of Portugal up to Vigo, Spain. No, past Spain, Vigo, into another city where the relics of St. James are held. Anyway, so there was a lot of Spanish and Portuguese tourists, but not very many Western.
No,
English speaking.
No, and it was a port, like
there
were big ships,
lots
and,
of container and fisheries, lots
fish,
of,
lots of fish fisheries. But that was the port,
and still a lot of banks. It was a bank.
When you see the downtown, a lot of the buildings were banks. That was the city square. We walked through that a lot. It was beautiful, and at night it lit up each stair. And that's just a picture, because it wasn't cobblestone, it was
polished granite. Yeah.
So that was just what it looked like. That was our dinner the one night.
That
was the appetizer of the dinner. Spanish omelet. That was a one-star restaurant. It was beautiful.
No, more than one star. It was a one Michelin.
Michelin star, yeah. Yes. Sorry. And that was the outdoor escalator. So we had walked uphills, Porto, Lisbon. We got to Vigo. This was right around the corner from our Airbnb. So you walked down, but then when you went to come back up, they had all these outdoor escalators. It was really a nice break for us. That was St. Sebastian's Castle, we have a Sebastian.
Outside of our Airbnb.
Yeah, so we did walk through it. It's pretty much a ruin at this point, but it was fun to walk through it. And that is not St. Sebastian's. That was the other castle that we saw. We walked 1,000 steps up to that one. So that was that one.
Yeah, these are the outside walls.
Yeah. And that's the fountain in the middle of it.
And
you can see Vigo in the background. It was beautiful. It really was beautiful.
And then the little turrets.
And then
we went
that evening we went for paella. And that was your...
This was the appetizer.
50-month-old cheese. Not 50 years.
But 50 months.
And we did order... That was a half-liter bottle of wine. And it was... Very nice to be able to order that small bottle.
Yeah, they had bottles that were just 1/2 liters, 3/4 liters,
and
then
1.5.
And their
wine was much drier. I did enjoy the wine in Spain.
Yeah, it was less sweet than the Portuguese wine.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our paella, the seafood.
That was fabulous. That was 40 euros
calamari.
For two.
Yeah.
And it was, if we had been at home, like we would have taken leftovers.
Yeah.
But because we weren't, we just ate it all.
We just kept eating. I kind of regretted having the appetizer.
Yeah, it was very good. Those grasses were everywhere.
In Vigo.
And in Portugal. And in Portugal. Saw those. I just took a picture because I thought they were beautiful.
I wanted to bring home a frond, but then you have to declare seeds coming across the border. So.
And that was just part of Vigo. At night, it was full of people and just like crazy
and
active.
And
they brought
out more tables.
But there were a lot of these back alley restaurants I found in Vigo.
Yeah.
That was the beach in Vigo, which we thought was beautiful.
Well, we were on the beach. This is across from the beach.
That was a hotel on an island. Yeah. There was you can see the bridge, but that's the beach.
We were on this beach here.
Lots of topless people on the beach, women, obviously. But the sand was very fine white, and the swimming there was exceptional.
Calmer because it's a bay off of the Atlantic.
It was beautiful.
Ocean, so, and that's an island. I want to go back and climb those mountains.
That was just another city square. No, that's the same one.
Yeah.
Just from a different angle. Yeah.
But you can see they had different colors of granite. And
it was beautiful.
And it's very smooth. Like it looks almost
and
shiny.
And all around that city square were just coffee shops.
And bars and restaurants. And it was like a big outdoor factory outlet mall, except not factory outlet.
Mm-mm. That was my... Monkfish and shrimp. Mm-hmm. And then we took the train
to go back
to first Porto and then from Porto to Lisbon because we were basically on our way home now.
Yeah.
So then we're back in Lisbon.
We had two days in Lisbon in the morning.
Yeah. So that's actually on our way back to Lisbon. That's the train station in Porto. And I just showed this again because we had a bit of a wait between the trains, walk out of the train station. There's this little coffee, like five coffee shops
all in a row,
a euro for a coffee.
Yep.
And you just, whatever. It was just, we miss that part of it. That's the train station in Lisbon. Mm-hmm. Very modern.
The modern
it was
one.
Beautiful. And then that was the town square near where we stayed.
Yeah. So this is the main historical port of Lisbon.
Lisbon, yeah.
Where the governmental palace is.
And then that was this near where we were staying. That was just another cafe out on the street. Right. Those were the stairs up
that
to
we
our...
had to take up to our Airbnb.
Because our Airbnb had no access.
This isn't the picture where there's the young guy carrying the garbage bins, but there was a young guy carrying the recycling bins up the stairs to the
big recycling
to the
bins
side
too.
Streets where all of the cafes and bars would put
because there was no vehicle access to these
to these, this particular street.
A lot of those streets up there they had. We ate at Eat Pray Love. That was
and we also watched the movie.
Yeah. And so this was our street. Our balcony was literally across from that yellow house.
Yeah.
Their apartment, and you can see the cable car tracks. So the two cable cars passed each other, and you really could not. We saw one car dropping off somebody there, but basically between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m, the cable cars ran up and down.
Up and down
that
and
street.
No vehicle access.
That was our breakfast there, and again, just the freshly squeezed orange.
And they put
juice.
Ginger shots in a lot of the orange.
Yeah, it was very good. We found a yarn store.
Had to go to a yarn store.
And you can see how differently it's set up. You can see the ladder. It was set up almost like a library.
And the customers, you can touch the yarn when they bring it to you to show it to you. But
there's no pawing it
and disorganizing it. And then also most of these that you see on these shelves, the yarn is pre-weighted and pre-labeled. But a lot of the yarn you buy by weight.
Yeah. And it's all made in Portugal.
This particular brand is all made in Portugal.
That was the castle we walked up to. That was
a very
beautiful castle. Yeah, it was lovely. There's the view from the castle wall.
Top of the castle
and you can see the walls. Like there was no bars. Like you could just jump if you want. I mean, not that anybody did. But that's just a view down into the city from the castle.
Love all the red tile.
And that's the castle again. Just
different perspective.
And that's another town square. You can just see all the cobblestone and the way it was designed. That was more Lisbon. We didn't see a lot of that.
And then at nightlife
in Porto,
you could hardly walk through this plaza without bumping into small groups of people having beer
and
in a glass from one of the bars.
And they would be sitting around that statue and just and there was a live band playing in the square. It was very interesting. Like a lot a different nightlife than what we, because they live outside, it's always warm, just right? Warm. Just the streets, and you can see the castle that we went to up at the top there. That was what we climbed to, and that was our last dinner in Lisbon. So he brings out a tray of fish, dead fish, basically, and he said, this is our catch of the day, and on top of it was that shrimp, and I said, oh, what's that? And he said, oh, that's a tiger shrimp, and I went, really? So I had two of them. They were incredible, and you can see the chips, and those other things you see on there were actually oranges. It was very
orange wedges, right?
Orange wedges
to squeeze onto the shrimp.
It was very.
And I had 5 grilled sardines.
Yeah.
And they were just grilled right on the coals.
Very good. So that was our last meal there.
Yeah.
And then
just more shopping more and shops. Walking that we did that day.
Yeah, that was that night, that evening or daytime. And then
We ended
with their
ginger
liqueur in chocolate cups.
Yeah, so it's cherry liqueur. It's very good.
It was excellent, yeah.
And then you eat the shot glass.
Yeah. And then that was the morning we left. We walked along the port, the front of the ocean, and that was just a cruise ship leaving.
Yeah.
It was going across the ocean. It was beautiful. And then that was Charles, that was just before.
Right, wheeling down the suitcases down the ramp.
Down the street. That was early in the morning when we left. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the last slide.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, cool. That was us leaving. Mm-hmm. So, so that was, and then we flew from the Lisbon airport to Toronto. We had a delay because of air conditioning, but I would say it was a really fabulous trip, and it kind of has given us the bug to do some more traveling, Scotland, Ireland, back to Spain, because we really would like to drive up the coast of Spain and visit some of the places. I think if we went back, we would rent a car. We talked to a lot of people but we did super well with Ubers. They were cheap.
Yeah.
And again, I guess just want to emphasize that if you haven't been to Europe and you're
on a budget,
that Portugal is and where we went in Spain is a beautiful choice. And we booked all our Airbnbs prior. We had trouble with one, but we easily rebooked that.
Mm-hmm.
And no other things did we book. We just did everything spontaneously. Nope.
And we didn't get sick.
Nope.
Food was safe. All the gluten-free options were easy to find.
Yeah, the food was phenomenal. Yeah, it was a great trip. So if you were flying, I'm just going to give you a rough idea. The flights were $2,400 for both of us. And then I would say in the off season. And then we spent probably about $2,000 on
Airbnbs
and Uber.
And Uber, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then maybe $1,000 on meals.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't buy a lot, like to bring back.
No.
So, and then we did a few tours that might have been a total of $300.
Yeah.
$300 or $400. So that kind of gives you an idea of what it costs. So it's not, you have to save, but it's not crazy. So,
no, but.
So that is our travel blog.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us and hope you enjoyed some of the pictures. We tried not to bore you with too many, but we'll be back on November 15th with the 100th episode
of No Room for Phonies,
and which I am going to go back through and just share some of our fun things that we've talked about. And it's kind of going to help me to refresh and think about some of the topics that I want to cover in the next 100, because I want to actually do a feature where I look at books.
Right.
Okay. In the next bunch of episodes. So thanks for joining us on No Room for Phonies, episode 99.
Good night.